Hello?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Oscar, and we are calling you from Florida International University, and we are conducting a survey on residents' perception for hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economy situation has affected your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
I'm sorry, you're a little muffled.
Yes, we are calling you from Florida International University about a survey. Do you have time?
Briefly, make it quick.
Okay, thank you. Is your home a single family home, town home, apartment, or manufactured or mobile home?
Single.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home? Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
2006.
Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I'm sorry?
How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 2009.
Since 2009, so we can say 6 years, 5-6 years. I mean, 2009?
2009 to 2024? How
do you get six? I'm making the math wrong. 2009, 10, yeah. Like 10, 11, like 14, 15 years. Yeah. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, hurricane category one, hurricane.
Storm.
Tropical storm. Okay.
Very close, not direct.
Okay. Can you tell me the name and the year of that tropical storm? Do you recall?
Don't remember.
Okay, thank you. Have you or any adults in your household living in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No damage.
Okay. How vulnerable do you feel to damage? How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable at all.
Thank you.
It meets all of Miami-Dade codes.
Okay. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare? Buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative, friend into the area, or will not make any preparations at all?
We always make preparations when we stay here.
We can say stay here and buy supplies and equipment.
I'm sorry?
We can say stay at home and buy supplies and equipment.
And set up all the preventative equipment that we already own in the house.
Okay, got it. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued? When a hurricane warning is issued? Or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Usually when the hurricane watch is issued.
Okay, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Quite certain.
Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. Radio, TV, internet sources other than social media, newspaper, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or WhatsApp.
The first and the last.
The first to the last. We can choose, or we can select just three, radio, TV, internet sources, newspaper. Which one?
Internet, TV, and what were the others?
Newspaper, friends and family, WhatsApp, social media, right?
Social media.
Okay, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
1 to 5. Thank you.
5.
Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Loss of income or employment? Transportation cost? Cost of housing? Cost of insurance? Property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, which one of those?
None.
Or how many? None of those. Okay. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Thank you. When will you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued? If a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your son within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate?
Only if emergency management issues the
okay.
order. We're in a protected area.
Oh, okay. Got it. Now, if you need to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the estate, as far as possible to another estate, or you will not live under any circumstances?
I normally don't live under most circumstances. I can't say any circumstances.
Okay. How many vehicles are available in your household?
Let's see. One, two, three, four.
Four. Okay, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? Or you don't know?
I don't know. I don't know it offhand.
Okay. Now, how confident are you?
It's a reducing deductible, depending on how long you do not submit a claim.
Oh, okay, that's okay. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? You are certain that you could up with $2,000? You could probably come up with $2,000? You could probably not come up with $2,000? Or you are certain that you could not come up with $2,000? But you don't know at all.
We can manage our deductibles.
Okay. Now, has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has decreased, increased, or decreased?
What insurance hasn't increased over the last year? Everything's gone up over the last year. Thanks to Biden.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance, or it's not applicable?
I have no mortgage.
Not applicable. Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impact your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in any recovery efforts?
It depends on the hurricane.
Which one will you select depending on a hurricane, level 3 or 2?
It would depend on the intensity of the hurricane and what was being provided. I can't answer that question.
Okay, thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where is 5 is the highest? How much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 to 5?
5.
And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk from 1 to 5?
I'd say it's up there. All of new construction is all rated Miami-Dade codes.
We can say like reasonable confidence, like a 3? 4. Or how would you rate?
Most places around here don't even have trees to worry about.
Okay, picking from 1 to 5, how will you rate it? Just picking 1.
How would I rate exactly what?
How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I'd say at least 4.
Okay. And how much confidence do you have that new development takes into account hurricane wind risk?
I would say that's 4 or 5 at least.
4 to 5, okay. And how much confidence do you have that
Everything's being built to Miami-Dade codes. So most of these questions are redundant.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's this will be made for. And the next one, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
I would say 80 or 90%.
Let me, from 1 to 5, the same.
4.
A 4. Okay. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Pretty high.
From 1 to 5? 5, very high?
5, and at least in my area, yeah.
Okay, cool. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe a sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? Answers are yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. Or yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I don't believe it is happening, or I don't know if it is happening.
I don't believe it's happening. It's only gone up about 1 foot in the last 10, 15 years.
Okay, cool. Now, most of Florida coast areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with a storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, school, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to you? You can pick more than one.
Price and availability.
Price and walkability, you said?
Availability.
Availability is not in the choices. We have neighborhood, school, crime, walkability, taxes and fee, proximity to other family, proximity to job. Or just price?
Just price. No, none of the others are 5.
Okay, cool. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, or between less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Until I kick the bucket.
Okay. Finally, I still have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
73.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
They are under 12 years old or more than 60 years old?
More than 60.
Thank you. What is your marital status? Single, never married, married or living with a partner, widow, divorce, separated?
Married.
Thank you. What is the highest grade of a school completed by any adult member of your household? Less than high school? High school? Some college? College graduated? Graduated
college.
Degree? College. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Native American?
American.
Okay, thank you. What language is most often spoken in your home, English or Spanish?
English.
Please tell me which is the income range of your household, under 20,000?
None of your business.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, that was the end of the survey. I appreciate your patience and thank you a lot. I hope you have a good night.
Good luck with your survey. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.